Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1848. Fitness Goal Setting. The Importance of Knowing Your Why, Part 1, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows narrating blogs. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to the first half as we optimize your life. Fitness Goal Setting, The Importance of Knowing Your Why, Part 1, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Knowing your why is an extremely important and often overlooked factor in setting goals for health and fitness. So, what is your why? We'll get to that shortly, but for now, you need to know that it's a crucial component for fitness goal setting and for setting and achieving goals in other areas of your life. Do you want to exercise because you understand how great you will feel physically and mentally as a result of a regular regime? But do you struggle with getting into a habit or feeling motivated enough to continue in the long term? You might be missing the why part of the puzzle. Knowing your why needs to be a part of your fitness goal setting process. You need to check that your personal fitness goals have enough depth and that you want to achieve them badly enough. Understanding your why is a big part of setting fitness goals and achieving them. Help with fitness goal ideas and setting realistic workout goals. Before we go on, I just want to check that you have already set some personal fitness goals for yourself. If you've already got yourself sorted with some great workout goals, then listen on. We're going to take a deeper look at how important your personal fitness goals really are to you. Knowing your why is so important for fitness goal setting. Finding your why for fitness and health, or to find your purpose in general, forces you to think about your core values and what you're passionate about. As thought leader Simon Sinek explains in his Start With Why model, the vast majority of people think first about the what, then the how, and finally the why. When you change your approach and start with why, the how and what will fall into place because you've started with your core beliefs at the center of the process. This creates a solid foundation from which to take inspired actions that will lead towards you achieving your goals. When you're thinking about your health and fitness, first consider why it is important for you to exercise. What is your why? You must have a strong enough long-term emotional reason to be successful in achieving your personal fitness goals. Otherwise, it's unlikely you'll put in the required planning, preparation, time, and work required for success. For example, a goal of losing weight needs to have a personal, emotional driver behind it to determine that it's important enough to achieve and maintain. Find your why and take your fitness goal setting to a deeper level. If weight loss is your goal, keep asking yourself why you want to lose the weight. Eventually, you will get to the deep-seated pain you want to avoid and/or pleasure you want to seek. Your first answer to why losing weight is important could be, I want to exercise 3 times per week to lose weight so I can feel fit and healthy. This is not strong enough. Why do you want to be fit and healthy? I want to lose weight so I can keep up with my kids, feel confident about my body, and can avoid having any more heart scares. You're getting closer to finding your why for wanting to lose body fat or extra pounds now. Ask yourself again why it's important. I want to lose weight because when I had the heart scare a few weeks ago, I was terrified that my kids might grow up without a dad. I felt terrible that I would play a role in that outcome by failing to look after my health. So this would be pain avoiding. And see how much emotion and feeling is really behind that original goal? Why is fitness important to you? Why is goal setting so important? These are a couple of general questions to ask yourself along with the deep why questions behind your specific goal. What is my why? Pain avoiding or pleasure seeking? The previous example of knowing your why was based on the concept of pain avoiding. Avoiding some sort of pain is usually the strongest type of emotional driver. This is also called away motivation. You'll likely focus on positive thoughts and actions to take you closer towards your health and fitness goals. But that doesn't mean that the true, deep driver, or your why, hasn't stemmed from something negative. It's not a bad thing if it's going to push you forward to live your best life. While it often doesn't have the same sort of strength and power behind it, some people respond better to look at the why behind their fitness goal setting in a positive way. This type of motivation is called towards motivation. The underlying focus is on what you really want for your life. Here's an example. I want to be alive, fit, healthy, and full of energy at each of my children's 50th birthdays, and to know I have been there as a positive, healthy role model throughout their lives. Notice this is pleasure seeking. Of course, knowing your why may well include both pain avoiding and pleasure seeking elements. Unless you've considered these on a deep level before, you probably still need to do some soul searching and question asking to answer the question, what is your why? How to know your why? Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Fitness Goal Setting, The Importance of Knowing Your Why by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love this topic. This is because taking a moment to remember our why, the more existential reasons, why we chose to put ourselves through something, is an effective motivator for anything, not just those things health or fitness related. On the first day of class, well, that's a lie. Really, any time I notice my students are starting to lose some of their motivation for their coursework, I take some time during class to ask them about their why. Using their phones, they type out why they're choosing to put themselves through the stress of getting a degree. They hit submit, and their responses get displayed immediately on the screen in front of them, anonymously, of course. And don't worry, I warned them that their anonymous responses will be shown on the screen in front of the class. Once they remind themselves why they're in school and why this is important for their overall life goals, I find that the mood changes. Going through this exercise and remembering why they're doing this to themselves is so important. And they love seeing everyone else's why too. And what's great about this is you can ask your why for almost any situation you put yourself in. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.